Okay, so that was a bit of a epic fail on my behalf because I didn't realise. I should have realised that there was a timer. I should have realised that there was a maximum time. You know, you can't speak for a decade, can you? Obviously, it needs to do some whizzy pokery on the iPhone end, I guess. I probably just distorted the mic by saying pokery like that. So where was I? I was talking about the guy at Mykonos who had a part for his milling machine. And he took it to India with him because he's got a home over there. And they fixed it up. They managed to find various bits and bobs. I think they had a machine that, you know, they've had from England that was given to them for like 20 years. And I think that was the problem that he had. He couldn't find anybody in the UK who had this machine still to get this fixed. Now, his choice was buy a brand new one for more money or go without. And yet, he can take it somewhere like India and, you know, they fix everything. We've become this culture of sort of, you know, it's imprinted in our brain, isn't it? The throwaway culture of things are designed to fail. It's an interesting note, that is. Things are designed to fail. I wonder how much that actually goes into our psyche if we're constantly told that all the time. That's designed to fail. I was just talking to Orchid8 at Orchid8 on Twitter about iPhones and replacements. I think in America it's even more difficult to get things repaired like phones. So I'm pleasantly surprised today. I'm pleasantly surprised that it only took them 8 days. They took it apart. They changed the logic board. That's what it says on the paperwork anyway. And it's definitely a different case. I guess they have to butcher the case to get the back off. I don't know. But I'm pleasantly surprised. And I'm glad that we're repairing them and we're not just, you know, chucking them in a bin to go on a landfill somewhere. We're actually fixing them up. That's all I really wanted to say. I guess I should shoot eBuy a mail or a tweet. Maybe I should direct message them a link to the first part of this. I also just sent a tweet out about the timer, and I was told by @MarkRock, I think that was what it was, is one of the guys from Audioboo, that they're going to have a timer countdown in the next version. And he said that actually it's only 3 minutes, but sign me up to the pro account. I mean, if it's a certain amount of money you want per month for me to be able to have more recording space due to the fact that, you know, you're storing them on the cloud or whatever, no problem. I think a pro account should feature, obviously, the ability to record as long as you want or, you know, fairly long time, but also have the ability to distribute. So distribute those audio boosts to different places. I'd like to push them to Utterly. And I would also like to, what else would I like to do with them? Don't know, probably need to go away and think about that. Anyway, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Smaller cardboard boxes, stupid to say. I mean, that package could have come through my door instead of having to have some courier guy to knock on the door. Oh God, I'm sounding incredibly moany. I guess it's just all these people with opinions who have got good, solid opinions, and these things are just not happening. Why don't they happen? Why doesn't that message get through? Why doesn't somebody pick up on the fact that they could save money, time? You know, I don't know. It's weird. Why doesn't the message get through? Politics, head in the sand, ego. I don't know. Cardboard boxes for the win.